You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
65 degrees, and here comes a rainy first day of fall, I guess. It's Morgan in the Morning. We're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Happy first day of fall.
Good morning. I have an exciting announcement.
Yes. Fall is my absolute favorite season.
And by season, I mean fall or summer or whatever this is.
Summer's over.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what today is?
It is the autumnal equinox.
Yeah.
English.
Fall is officially here.
It's the first day of fall.
Do bundle up.
Because it's showtime.
Yeah, fall arrives this afternoon with Mark Stevens, but today is the first day of fall, arriving at 3:21 this afternoon. So, let's just celebrate it with a show.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Morgan in the Morning. It's also National Ice Cream Cone Day. Who put that in the calendar for the first day of fall, huh?
Best songs on the radio.
We'll talk about it coming up. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
You betcha. I might need some help with this one. It's the first day of fall, and it's ice cream day. It's ice cream cone day. Why would you do this on the first day of fall? Why?
Everybody wants an ice cream cone.
Well, I like ice cream. I get it.
Now you can eat it from the side. You can eat it from the top.
What?
You can lick it round and round like you're never gonna stop.
Okay, then.
You can eat it in the morning. You can eat it in the night.
Stop, please.
You can eat it all at once.
Stop. Just stop. I gotta post something up about this. No doubt about it.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Jimmy Fallon with a late night soundbite. Johnson & Johnson has their booster ready for you. Okay, and fall is here. Do we like it as much as we say we do? Probably not. Those stories and more on the way. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
And by season, I mean fall or summer or whatever this is.
You told me summer's over?
Summer's over.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what today is?
It is the autumnal equinox.
The what?
English.
Fall is officially here.
It's the first day of fall.
Yes, it is. The first day of fall at 3:21 this afternoon. We'll mark the occasion with Mark. Mark Stevens will put a hoodie on and go on a 3-mile run right up here in Blue Hill. Just to mark the occasion. If you see him, wave. Don't hit the deer and don't hit Mark. It is the first day of fall. It's not as exciting as we seem to think it is. I love fall. But I'm doing some research on it this morning, and according to a new poll, summer is pulling away by and far for the favorite season. Now, I figured summer would be number one. 33% of people say summer is their favorite season, followed by 22% who say spring. What? All right. Fall finishes number three with 19% of the vote. Well, only 7% of people say winter. Now, if you live in a Florida-type climate or Arizona or wherever, winter's no big deal to you. So maybe that's where the 7% come from. Hey, it's Christmas time. Sunny and 85 degrees. I don't know. 18% say they don't have a favorite. Now, before you say, wimps, can't you pick a side, blue or red, liberal or Democrat, liberal or conservative, I meant. Yeah, you must be one of those. No, 18% probably like all four seasons. And I hate to tell you, but I'm in that group, okay? I'm actually in that group. I like all four seasons in the northeastern part of this country, including Senpa, where we live, and Nipa, where I'm from. Northeastern PA, some of the greatest fall foliage. I mean, you know, come on, enjoy it. Enjoy wintertime when it snows, that fresh look, that clean feeling of snow. Sure, you hate it by February or March, but who doesn't? I love when summer arrives, but I kind of hate it in August and September when it's sticky and 110 degrees. I'm like, okay, summer, please leave. I left the door open. Get out. Thank you. Can't we like all four seasons? I guess not. Maybe some people don't subscribe to that. They'll say I'm waffling. I'm sitting on the fence, which is a weird expression. I always thought that would be painful. But anyway, it is the first day of fall. And as we posted up on the 94KX Facebook page, it's ice cream cone day. Why the heck would it be on the first day of fall? Leaves and ice cream cones, they don't mix. Mommy, I got something in my cone. Oh, honey, it's just a leaf. Pick it off, kiss it up to God, and lick. There you go. Happy first day of fall. Happy ice cream cone day. I don't get it. Comment on our Facebook page. The funnier, the better. Or the Ford Fun Line is always open at 1-800-326-94KX. Happy first day of autumn, everyone.
Dear Diary, today is Dear Diary Day.
What?
And the first day of autumn.
Oh.
I cannot wait to admire the colorful and amazing foliage that falls onto my smartphone screen. More later.
Or your ice cream cone. I get it. I totally get it. WQKX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob the Sports Center checks sports, of course, and AccuWeather. All on the way next. Stay with us.
Aubrey.
66 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Summer is over today at 3:21 p.m. when fall officially arrives. However, the 94 days of summer are not over until Saturday night when Third Eye Blind says goodnight at Spyglass. Your chance to be our final VIPs of the year coming up in just about 10 minutes. Stay with us.
Listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, summer's winding down, actually hours away from the beginning of fall this afternoon. But summer ain't over until it's over in Spyglass, my friends. What a great concert series it's been. 10 great shows all summer long. And we wrap it up this Saturday night with Third Eye Blind. Remember Jumper? That was a cool song. Of course, everyone knows Semi-Charm Kind of Life. Do, 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 do. Never Let You Go is my favorite song. I hope to hear it this Saturday night at Spyglass. You could be a VIP, which means all the extra treatment in this, our last Saturday night at Spyglass Ridge Winery. You want in? Yeah.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller four like we always do on the Ford Fun Line. Go. WQKX. It's Morgan in the Morning. Good luck.
We have another winner.
This is caller four.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
Slade.
I thought you were going to say Tony the Tiger. That's great! You are on your way to Spyglass Ridge Winery Saturday for the final Backyard Concert Series show with Third Eye Blind. You're a VIP, my man!
That's awesome.
It is! More winners the rest of the week. Stay with us.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got late night TV still to come. We got twins that are the oldest people in the world. Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel comment on that. And sure, it's fall and it's no big deal, but it's actually a big deal. It's National Ice Cream Cone Day. Check our Facebook page. We'll talk about it.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Happy first day of fall. Happy ice cream cone day. It's also Dear Diary Day, but first day of fall and ice cream, I don't think they go together, so I posted up. Did you ever eat an ice cream cone with wet leaves on it? Go ahead. Use them instead of sprinkles. Tell me what you think. I just don't associate ice cream cones with fall. I don't get it, so I did a little research. Folklore has it, the ice cream cone was born in 1904 at the St. Louis World's Fair. They ran out of cups to serve the ice cream in, so someone came up with the brilliant idea of rolling up waffles into a cone-shaped holder and filling it with ice cream. I don't know if that's true, but that's where they say it came from in 1904. So there you go, eating ice cream on the first day of fall. Don't get any leaves in it. We posted it up on Facebook in such an imagery. Beautiful, colorful leaves and an ice cream cone. Jerry says, ice cream beats pumpkin spice anything. Victoria says, too bad, man. There's pumpkin spice ice cream. You can't, you know, nothing is safe, she says. Nothing is safe from pumpkin spice. That's right. You can't escape it. You can run as fast as you can. But you just can't. So keep the comments coming on our Facebook page on Ice Cream Cone Day and the first day of fall, a weird marriage. Remember Eddie Murphy's bit on ice cream cones? Remember ice cream, the ice cream man? Remember this one?
Remember when the ice cream man used to come to town when you was little? And no matter what you was doing, you would stop and lose your mind? There's something about the ice cream truck that made kids lose it. And they can hear that from 10 blocks away. They don't hear their mother calling them, but they hear that ice cream truck. And no matter what was going on, the ice cream man came and stopped. You hear? Ice cream! The ice cream man is coming! Mom! Now that's the money! The ice cream man is coming! Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. And you get your ice cream. I get my ice cream. And I didn't eat it. I sang for a little while, you know. You know how kids are having fun.
I have some ice cream. I have some ice cream.
No, there'd be one kid on the side didn't get no ice cream, and kids don't care. They go,
you don't have no ice cream. You didn't get none. You didn't get none. Cause you are on the welfare. You can't afford it. You can't afford it.
Other kids join in.
You can't afford it. You can't afford it. And his father is an alcoholic. He wants to eat some of my ice cream, but want to lick? Psych, you want some ice.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news coming up. Rob's got the sports. And Steve's got that super exciting AccuWeather forecast. It's all waiting for you. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning. 66 now, high atop Blue Hill. Morgan in the Morning. Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up next, viral comedy. You can look it up now along with us, or you can just listen to it now and look it up later. Viral comedy for the kids that still play Ding Dong Ditch.
Should we ding dong see that? Should we ding dong ditch? We have before. No, because there's a camera.
That's right. Doorbells have cameras now, kids. Ding Dong Ditch isn't as easy as it used to be. Stay with us.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's Morgan in the Morning with viral comedy. Late night sound bites. And Lynn Hall comes in with birthday buddies. Stay with us this hour.
The best songs on the radio.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right, we got three great cuts for you. First of all, did you play Ding Dong Ditch as a kid? If you grew up in a crowded neighborhood like I did in South Wilkes-Barre, sure. You just ran up on a front porch, rang the doorbell, jumped over to the next porch, rang that doorbell, jumped over to the next porch, rang that doorbell. Can you tell? I grew up in row housing. Anyway, Ding Dong Ditch doesn't work anymore because we have doorbell cams.
Should we ding dong?
See that? Should we ding dong ditch?
We have before.
No, because there's a camera on
there. Here, I'll cover the camera.
You can cover the camera all you want. The audio has still been recorded, kids. You're busted. And how about dads? Dads have always been dads. They like to try their kids' toys, or they want to be the cool dad. I had the coolest dad. He got injured once in a while trying to be cool, but this dad tells his wife, Mom, that she better not get on the hoverboard because it could be dangerous. Well, Dad?
Let me try it.
Oh, you're going to get hurt.
Let me try it.
Okay.
It's not awkward.
He gets hurt, all right? So he tells his wife to back it off and watch Dad, and then, yeah, he falls on his keister. That's a pretty good video. Make sure you look it up later. And this viral comedy is actually classic. Someone has dug up an old TV commercial for the late 70s, early 80s, when we had that diet chocolate called AIDS.
I was overweight and looked terrible, but AIDS helped me lose 46 pounds. The AIDS diet plan helped me lose 28 pounds.
AIDS helps control your appetite so you lose weight, yet AIDS lets you taste, chew, and enjoy. And the appetite suppressant in AIDS is not a stimulant.
What?
AIDS helped me to lose 18 pounds.
AIDS?
It doesn't
what?
Do anything to make me nervous.
Wait a minute.
Why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS? AIDS helps you lose weight without making you jittery.
That's A-Y-D-S. What's in a name? Evidently a lot.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
They went away. They really did. They should have just reinvented the product and called it chocolatey chewy goo that helps you lose weight. I don't know.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning.
Late
next.
Night comedy. There's twins in this world that are 107 years old. Both Jimmys talk about it, and they're not twins. Plus, Lynn Hall's in with the birthday buddies, and we have one big special birthday buddy today. We'll tell you later. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! Yeah! Lots of birthdays.
We love it.
And Lynn Hall doesn't even have to scream birthday, although you never have.
I don't scream, but no.
You're way too laid back. Do you ever get really excited and scream and yell and jump for joy?
Once in a while. It's
probably on your birthday.
Yeah, that's probably about it. Yeah.
All right. Let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays. You don't know the name Tom Felton. He's 34, but I'm sure you know him as Malfoy in Harry Potter.
Is you Harry Potter?
Yes, that's Harry Potter. Don't go near him, Harry. That blonde hair upsets me. Look at that look on his face.
Goodness.
Look at him. He's a bully. Isn't he that kid?
He's a bully.
Listen to him.
Understand me. Know what I mean?
Says everything.
Why didn't you tell her?
Two words at a time.
Kind of like that. Still.
Harry Potter, I will destroy you. Malfoy, go away, man.
Happy birthday anyway.
Yeah, happy birthday anyway.
Anyway.
Thank you for the cover there. Hey, Chachi is 61 today, Scott Baio.
Really? I didn't realize he was that close in age to us.
Does Joni still love Chachi? I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's in the past now.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Hey, that great singer-songwriter Debbie Boone is 65
Debbie
today.
Debbie Boone.
You know, she is still lighting up your life, and that's exciting because that's the only hit record she ever had.
Exactly.
On the other hand, one of our favorites is 63 years old today.
Oh, my goodness. I love her.
I know you do.
This is my favorite song by Joan Jett, too.
Baltimore's best. Joan Jett is 63 years old today. Everybody knows her from I Love Rock and Roll, but how about the Blackhearts, huh?
Yeah. I saw her in Baltimore, actually, so.
That's her hometown, so you could see her a lot there, not only in the bars in Fells Point, but I mean.
Right, in Fells Point, exactly.
She tries to sing the national anthem at least 100 times a year at Orioles games.
Yeah, all the time.
Maybe even a Ravens game, I don't know. But she is there, and that Sunday Night Football theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she wrote that, even though everybody else sings it.
That's
we love
right.
Joan Jett.
Indeed.
63 years old today. Also another rock and roller before we get to the local celebs. David Coverdale is 70 years old today.
No.
70.
He doesn't look like he's 70.
Oh, did you know that he sang in Deep Purple?
I did.
Yeah, of course you did.
Well, yeah,
You're from Eagle 107.
Yeah.
But everybody,
I kinda knew that.
Everybody on this side of the hallway says, White Snake.
They forget about the other part of his career.
David Coverdale, 70 years old today. Wow. Now we're going to check the local celebs. You know what we call them, Lynn?
They're birthday buddies, of course.
They certainly are. Happy birthday to Bradley Maurer, from Middleburg, 42 years old today.
And Crystal Brown, 56 today.
Debbie Hartman from Middleburg is 47.
Donald Brocious from Sunbury, 48.
Happy birthday to Elizabeth Hoverstein from Mount Pleasant Mills. She's 37.
Jane Bach from Sunbury, 43 today.
Jessica Rupp from Sunbury, 45 today.
Casey Stevenson is 40 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Kayleen Trick from New Berlin. She's 71.
Lynn Shearer, 75 today.
Mary Campbell from Sunbury, 47.
Mickey Coppenhaver from Treverton, 50 today.
Happy birthday to Morgan Yerger. Love your name. Mount Pleasant Mills, 34.
Robert, oh, I'm sorry. I stepped on you. Sorry about that.
That's right.
Robert Douglas Sr. from Sealands Grove, 65 today.
Tammy Ross from Sunbury is 56.
And Tyler Craw, 22. Happy birthday.
We have one special birthday.
We do.
And that's the guy who signs our paychecks.
Yes.
We want to say happy birthday to Roger Haddon. I'm sure he won't mind his age being skewed out there.
I don't think so.
He's 55 today.
Yes.
I've known him since he's a kid. Very good guy.
Indeed.
And isn't it cool that we work for a group of radio stations that's still family-owned?
I know.
No corporate across the country, international crap going on.
No.
This is a local family-owned group of radio stations.
Exactly.
The Haddon family, from Harry a long time ago to Roger Sr.
All the way down.
all the way down to Raj. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Raj.
I wonder what he's doing today for his birthday. He's probably coming here and hanging out with all of us.
That'd be cool.
No, he won't do that.
Okay.
I did hear a rumor last night when I was at a chamber function in downtown Sunbury at Eclipse Brewing that Raj will be spending his birthday today with his youngest son, Blake.
Aw, well, that's very nice.
Blake, don't get your dad in trouble. Come on now. Birthday buddies all the time here. We use the Ford Fun Line. We use email, snail mail. We use Facebook Messenger. And we even use the text club with that keyword.
Birthday.
Every day at this time, it's...
Birthday buddies.
She is so good at this.
I practice.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's been practicing the news. He's on the way. Rob, the sports center. And super exciting, Steve is back today.
Steve's back.
Yeah, he took a day off yesterday.
Well, now he's not allowed to do that.
Well, he could. He is super exciting.
Well,
he took the day off to watch his shower grout dry.
Shower grout. there's a word you don't use in normal conversation much. How's your grout doing today? You know,
stop it. News is coming up next. The name of the show
is Morgan in the Morning.
Thank you.
Aubrey Alexander Toyota.
67 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. What is coming up, you're wondering? Well, there's so much coming up this weekend. We have to talk about it, definitely. But one of the highlights of this weekend will be the Penn State game playing at home again against Villanova. You can be there. We call it the Penn State Ticket Blitz. Your chance to qualify to win coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
There's that lion roar! It's
call
time.
1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take callers 9, 4, and 1 like we usually do in the Penn State Ticket Blitz from Register Chevrolet. Good luck.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll talk to the winners and see what they think about Penn State Villanova. And we'll do something really silly just before the news. Why? Because we're Morgan in the Morning. It's the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. I'm telling you what, people are fired up. Here's the deal. You got one of two things going on when it comes to Penn State football this weekend. People are going like, Villanova, no big deal. Or, I wanted to go to the game so bad. I don't care who they play. I want to go. And that's our three qualifiers this time around. Laurie from Northumberland, John from Northumberland, and Karen still on the line here from Winfield. She seems like she'll go if they were playing St. Anne's Academy. You know what I mean? I mean, it's always exciting in State College at Beaver Stadium. There's nothing like it. Three more qualifiers with the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Good luck, people!
KX.
Good luck!
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Yeah, because sometimes things are so silly, you just have to say, okay, and there it is. Over the next 4 years, McDonald's will be phasing out the plastic toys inside Happy Meals because people think there's just too much plastic out there.
We have a ton of plastic toys at our house, so the less plastic toys, the better. And I do think they go to waste often, so I think it's great. Every little thing helps.
I think it's great, but as a mom, I guess I don't really see a huge benefit because families are still buying tons of plastic toys, so I'm not sure that it would really make that big of a difference to the environment.
I don't follow this argument. Like, anyway, those toys are collectors and they're worth a lot of money, but if we're going to phase them out, don't say you're trying to save plastic in our world.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got news, sports, and AccuWeather coming up next. On the way next hour, Tom's Top List and more. Stay with us. 68 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX.
Sunbury. You're on your way to work. We've got the Rolling Stones coming up. You know, they're on tour, and they said a special goodbye to Charlie Watts. We'll check that and more coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It's a bit of a poignant night for us. This is our first tour in 59 years that we've done without our lovely Charlie Watts. And we all miss Charlie so much. We miss him as a band, we miss him as friends, on and off the stage, and we've got so many memories of Charlie, and I'm sure some of you that have seen us before have got memories of Charlie as well. And I hope you will remember him like we do. So we'd like to dedicate this show to Charlie. So,
the Rolling Stones last night doing their first gig since the death of their drummer Charlie Watts last month. Mick Jagger sounding emotional there. Wow, what a way to start the show, too. This is our first tour in 59 years without our friend Charlie Watts. Very classy, Mick. You know, whether you love the Rolling Stones or not, that was cool.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late Night Fallon takes a look at bad movie tweets. That'll be funny. And Tom's Top List of the Day has some statistics for you people who fly the airlines. You're going to want to hear this. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Avengers Infinity War. Some guy wants to bedazzle his glove, but everyone keeps trying to stop him. Titanic. Everyone takes the ice bucket challenge. Oh. Shrek. Beauty and the Beast, but with more Smash Mouth. Oh, there you go. Hey, I like that. Up. Inflation causes housing crisis. I get it. I love that one. You've Got Mail. Guy and girl check their email for 2 hours. Still the best ever. In 1998, for a Wizard of Oz listing on TCM, writer Rick Polito wrote, transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first person she meets, then teams up with three strangers to kill again. That's real. This one's from @JasonAlexander. We love that. We love Jason Alexander. He says, The Sound of Music. Some kids sing a few show tunes while escaping from the Nazis.
Movie tweets.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
What? Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on this BuzzFeed quiz, okay? Here's some top facts about air travel. Number 6. Where do the armrests belong? Which seat owns the armrest? 37% of people say they belong to the middle seat. But first come, first serve. Next, do you use the bathroom on a plane? 68% said yes. Think about that. Yuck. Number four, do you recline in the seat? 45% said no because it's rude to the person behind you. Meanwhile, 43% said yes. 12% sleep all the time. Number three, what's the favorite airplane snack? 45% said cookies, followed by pretzels and peanuts, although they don't do peanuts anymore because they're dangerous to some people. Number two, which is easier, a carry-on or a checked bag? 63% use carry-ons. And finally, which seat is the best? Yeah, 70% said the window seat, but you knew that was coming.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob's got the last check on sports and AccuWeather. It's all on the way. Next hour, we'll talk about washing your car no matter what the weather. And get ready to get on your computer or your phone at 9 a.m. for half off. Details coming up.
Alex.
69 now in our backyard, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. National Ice Cream Cone Day and the first day of fall. Sprinkle some wet leaves on your cone today. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Good day for a scrub-a-dub-dub on your car. It's Wednesday at the Wash with Ultimate Express Car Wash. Text the word WASH, W-A-S-H. I see a lot of typos. Anyway, text the word WASH to 49330 and get this week's WASH code. All right. It's valid at all three Ultimate Express locations, Sealands Grove, Danville, and Williamsport. You could win a $20 gift card, too. So check that out. Wednesday at the WASH. You want details? WashMyDirtyCar.com. That's WashMyDirtyCar.com, one of my favorite websites. Wednesday at the WASH with Morgan in the Morning. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, yeah, one more thing. At 9 o'clock this morning, you want to be logging on to WQKX.com. All right? So that's only about 20 minutes away because it's another one of our famous, one of our world famous, and these things are huge, half-price Susquehanna Valley deals. Today, it's Marzoni's. Oh, my goodness. Listen up. You could get, you know, $25 vouchers for $12.50. And so guess what? You can get a $50 voucher for $25. So just grab one of those. Grab one of each. I don't know. The thing is, they'll go fast because they always do. You will need to log on immediately at 9 a.m. to make sure you take advantage of this with Marzoni's.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, we'll say our thank yous and our goodbyes, but we'll visit our Facebook page one more time for ice cream and fall leaves. What?
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Everybody wants an ice cream cone.
Did we really have to play this again?
You can eat it from the side.
Come on.
You can eat it from the top. You can lick it round and round like you're never gonna stop.
Ew.
You can eat it in the morning. You can
control yourself, lady, will you?
You can eat it all at once.
Yeah, it's National Ice Cream Cone Day. We don't know why this falls on the first day of fall, the first day of autumn. I questioned it this morning and posted it on Facebook. It has become a pumpkin spice war. That's not how it was intended. I don't understand you people sometimes. There is pumpkin spice ice cream, so why did we even have to start the pumpkin spice war? That's another argument for another day. Today, we celebrate fall by eating an ice cream cone. I said I thought it was weird. Ice cream is a summer thing. Evidently, it's not. The ice cream cone was invented in the fall at the World's Fair by a guy who ran out of cups. And he decided to wrap up a waffle and stuff it with ice cream. And that is history. So I did post it up. I did suggest that maybe you grab some freshly fallen leaves, crumple them up, and put them on top of your ice cream like sprinkles or jimmies or whatever you call them. That was also met with dissatisfaction. I was only kidding. And we also visited the classic ice cream man bit by Eddie Murphy. I hope you enjoyed this silly show as much as I have. Chad Evans is on the way next. Mark Stevens ushers in fall at 3:21 this afternoon. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.